Blog Talk Radio.
New low price. Nice.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
That's what I'm talking about.
Whippy, whippy, whippy.
Oh, I get it. Because you're so strong.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Yeah.
Get new Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Now cost less than glass.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Against raw dogs, you lost the way I assimilate rhyming, rhythmatic timing, all
beat, off beat, drunk flow. Here we go, assignments handed out. Each individual stand out, carrying his own cloud. Phenomenal modes is a rap. I pose a threat, foes I put him on the block like a hoe in a pen. Lyrical genocide on the witty side. Niggas give me respect, dude. Like the Pope in the synagogue. Who weighing my odds? OC, far from a fraud. You waste my time, nigga, so I bag your fraud. Blow your mind ditto with no conscience. I decide the law, motherfucker, I'm Congress. This concludes my repertoire, what I be on. MCs make way for mines to get peed on. Fuck that, fuck that, fuck that, fuck that.
Welcome to the legendary Merc City Hip Hop Program. Of course, you know Merc City in your area. It's your boy Olasky on the wheels to steal. Of course, we're broadcasting live on the beautiful downtown Lagos, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by them boys at Nkosi Time Multimedia. Tonight, we have four outstanding topics right here, making Merc City great again. We got my man Shamga Power Hill and, of course, Dr. J. And, of course, before we get into them, you know I got the wheels. We're going to go right to fronting. You know what I'm saying? Why not? And the next voice you will hear after that will be Sham God Power Hill. Let's get it.
Oh, shit. Yo, what the fuck is
yo,
this,
that's
yo?
That shit I was telling you about, Kenyatta.
What's this? What's this?
Yo, that's Sadat X, Diamond D, and Law Finesse D.
Oh, okay. All right, all right.
Hey, yo, you know this shit is real.
Sit on front, Jack.
Yo, you know this shit is real.
Sit on front.
Yo, you know this shit is real.
Sit on front, Jack.
Hey, yo, you know this shit is real.
You can't front. Straight to my toes making shit that hit. And brothers often say that the quiet porn head is like a bad motherfucker. Now rule bread and uptown face to the head, daddy. What? Listen up. Hey, yo, don't beat me over the head with that dumb shit, dad. This is the type of shit I do. And I'm in me and you, along with your crew and the Nubians too. Made up some next shit. Hey, yo, but whilst it off the shit by bringing this whole soul over. Got no control over. Hoopla's in the rucker, but I'll bet on the future. Yo, buck, this shit is hot, damn, you know how I feel. Every time you call my crib to get some wreck, shit is real. I come with herbs and birds. Always a step ahead, you can't nap over. Gap, cause it's wide. The X will provide. Also, decide. Who gets the cash, but if your shit sounds cash, you gotta go. I got a lot of soul, yo. Old enough to know a real move from a bluff. I tell ya, who gets nothing or who just wanna look rough. Uptown, stay the same, 2000, got the Gucci. Piece of unique, mega audio, got the Gucci. Born heads run wild, hey my man, you got some stubble. Rob G cut me low, let these cats know that when I chopped off my box, it opened up some next shit, a whole next flow to make the old age groove. Then I kick the rough neck, spice life. Shorty's doing his own thing, a man with a knife. Check it out, Joe, Sadat X and Diamond D.
With the 93 shit. You know the shit is real.
You can't front, Jack.
Yo, you know the shit is real.
You can't front.
Yo, you know the shit is real.
You can't front, Jack.
Ooh. Yo, you know the shit is real.
You can't front.
Hey, yo, I'm telling you now. It's the chubby kid from 165th Street. Chopping motherfuckers into pieces amidst me.
Back up, boy.
Don't try to play me as a pit freak. Don't even want to hear no words if your shit's weak. Cause where I come from, you might get done like a steak on a sesame seed bun. I got the mad flow, niggas wish they had, so they contemplate my name, then they say shorty's bad, so
come on and give me my pride.
You can bump it for your little sister, or your mom's in your pop,
yeah.
Straight from the kettle into the bird. Stunts who used to front, get kicked to the curb with the quickness. I'm rhyming over beats with the thickness. So run to the store so you can get this. And memorize the words so the next time you hear it, you can kick this. Yeah, no time for faking. Stay away from bacon. I clock G's from the beats that I'm making. Niggas were sleeping, but now have awakened. Ask the Bariquas, ask the Jamaican. Who's the man in the hot seat? Giving niggas chills like Ralph and Potsy. I'm sending niggas back to bed.
Woo.
Like an overdose of Actifed.
Yeah.
It's just a taste of the 93 shit. Hey yo, it ain't no secret.
Yeah.
Yo, you know the shit is real.
You can't front, Jack.
Yo, you know the shit is real.
You can't front.
Hey, you know the shit is real.
You can't front, Jack.
Yo, you know the shit is real.
You can't front.
Check it, it ain't nothing you could gain from me.
It's the funky man.
And ain't a damn thing changed, money. I lounge on a down low. MCs be frontin' like they funky, but they can't fuck around though. Niggas, I spare none, I never shoot a fair one. And I write rhymes more than bitches get their hair done. My shit's butter, word the mother. Rhyme with the mic in one hand and hold my dick with the other.
Finesse is a man.
Yeah, how'd you know? Cause my style of flow is smoother than algebra. I'm no joke with the fastest floor raps. Me and Diamond go back like Mark Necks and Overlord. left. So by now you got the figure. I ain't the best motherfucker, but I'm better than a lot of niggas. And in the battle you could pick the winner. The way I drop heavy shit, you think I was eating fritz for dinner. You wanna bet, then call your bookie, cause I'm breaking niggas up like motherfucking fortune cookies. Check it out while I play the poke and say peace on out. I catch your folks on a later note.
And I wanna say peace to the whole digging in the crates to my partner Showbiz, my man AG, 45 King, my man OG, Buck Wild, and the whole Zulu Nation, my man Wiz One, Mark Lowe, my DJ KX, and my man Shy Eaves, and I'm out to the left, because you know the shit is death, word them up.
And you know the shit is death, and peace to Power Hell, peace to DJ Olasky, peace to Dr. J. Chinchilla, it's your boy Sham God Power Hell here, as usual. Making Merc City great again. How's everybody feeling today? I hope it's hope y'all are having a wonderful evening, or you know, morning, day, whatever. We worldwide, so whatever time it is where you at. All right, man. Look, we're gonna get right into it, man. DJ Olasky digging in the crates tonight. I like that. I like that. Rest in peace to you know, Big L Coleon, Lamont Coleman. You know, shout out to Showbiz, AG, Lord Finesse, Fat Joe, Big Pun, all them dudes that was rocking with that circle, man. Ain't nothing but tight MCs coming out of there. Mike Geronimo, all those guys. And I'm glad we on that tip tonight, because my first topic and my second topic, they go together, and they also relate to Dr. J's topic as well, because I believe she's speaking about gun violence. What I want to talk about is how art imitates life, and then how, no, I said that backwards, how life imitates art, and then how art imitates life, you know, because it's a back and forth thing. Started out in the park, hip-hop, when hip-hop came along, it was feel-good music, it was party music, it was dance music, you understand what I'm saying? The turntables, you know, you find a nice little break section in the beat, and you keep spinning that back. You get the people moving and dancing and partying, and then the DJs and the B-boys were the first element of this thing that we call hip-hop. Later on, we get the MC, and the MC plays a pivotal part in what we call hip-hop. Because words is power. You understand what I'm saying? Now, as these MCs jumped on the mic, they started off saying real simple things. You know, wave your hands in the air and the roof is on fire and all that type of stuff. But we reached a point in our life, probably around the mid-80s, where you start to see rappers taking the disposition of, all right, man, it's too much of this goddamn party. It's too much of this, and no disrespect to these other type of artists, but it's too much of the artists that were acts. It's too much Houdini. It's too much Curtis Blow. It's too much of that. So what you have is what I like to call the first three-headed monster in hip-hop, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, and Kool G Rap. Now, Kane, he still, you know, they all still made party music, I guess. But in my opinion, Kane was the most commercial out of all of them. Rakim, and not just Rakim, KRS-One as well, but I'm a huge Rakim fan. But when you're dealing with Rakim and KRS, they're coming with that fifth element of hip-hop, which is the knowledge. When they spoke, it meant something. You understand what I'm saying? When Melly Mel spoke, it meant something. And that's the root of the hip-hop that I want to focus on first segment of this show. Because hip-hop has came a long way. And as long as I've been alive, I'm 31 years old, hip-hop has always been demonized. It's always been talked down and looked down upon. But I don't think that I don't think that you guys really grasp how important the hip-hop was in saving not just the artist's lives who made the music and made their money, but the listener, who was inspired by these revolutionary songs, by the Too Short, the Ghetto, by songs like Melly Mel, the Message. You know, Rakim, I used to be a stick-up kid. Now I think all the devious things I did, I used to roll up. This is a hold-up. Stop smiling, nothing funny, be still, nothing move but the money. But now I learned to earn because I'm righteous. The MC Lights, the Queen Latifah. This was the music that properly described our community, our people, our political views, how we felt, the police brutality. This was the soundtrack of all of our lives. That's why so many people from so many eras can look at that golden era of hip-hop from, let's say, 85 to 97. We can look at that era of hip-hop and be thankful for it and understand what was going on. Now, something happened, but before I get into what happened, take it back to that golden era and understand that's what it's all about. One person I want to talk about before I get into what happened is a lady by the name of C. Dolores Tucker. Now, I don't know too much about this lady personally. I don't know about her background, where she went to school, where she was raised, or any of that. All I know is she had a lot to say about hip-hop at a time when hip-hop was just fine. Oh, y'all didn't like N.W.A.? N.W.A. showed y'all how to carry it. Because everybody going to march and protest about this shit that's going on. Sometimes that's the message that need to be put across, regardless of how much it might hurt your ears or make you cringe. How did the police feel about, how do the police continuously feel about the devious things that their brothers do? Because they don't have to do it personally, but they're just as bad for not stopping the issue. So if one cop do something wrong, I hold all of them accountable. That's just how I carry it. See, Dolores Tucker, she was big on bashing Death Row Records. Now, Death Row Records are something that I know because I watched a lot of interviews, did a lot of research on Death Row Records because they're important. And I can tell you, Death Row Records was a hellhole. Death Row Records was a fucked up label. People would get beat up, extorted by Suge Knight and his group of the gang that was around him at the time. But outside of that, when you look at the artists that was on Death Row, Tupac, Snoop after the murder case, these were artists that was bringing some of the most inspirational music that we can hear at the time, especially Tupac. Oh yeah, MC Hammer was signed to Death Row too. I thought that was funny. That's funny as hell, MC Hammer. But we all know who MC Hammer is, and although he made that party music, that commercial music, MC Hammer was probably really the first one to go commercial and make a lot of money off of doing what he was doing. But don't get it messed up. MC Hammer, a real gangster. MC Hammer will come see you about some issues. So I hear, right? From not just from interviews that I see secondhand, but from people that I know over in LA in the Bay Area, they call and they, when I ask about certain people, MC Hammer's a real stand up. He a real one. You understand what I'm saying? And I mean, talk about how he went broke and all that, but listen, he doing all right for himself. He might not have as much as he had back then, but that's the sacrifice that you make when you're putting people on, when you're taking care of your people, and that's what hip-hop did. When you look at folk like Master P, he took care of his people, and it doesn't matter how grimy and rugged Master P music was, Pass Me the Green, I Need Some Weed with My Hennessy. When you listen to Master P, you got a feeling for how the Calio Projects in New Orleans actually was. The point that I'm making about bringing all these people up in all these different situations is that these people that was making this music, they was talking about their real life. They didn't have no inspiration like we had inspiration. You understand what I'm saying? They were our inspiration as far as this type of music. They grew up listening to, you know, more R&B and soul and funk music, right? You can hear the Death Row sound, and you can hear the George Clinton and that. You can hear the Bootsy Collins and that. These were real life people that didn't sought out to be gangsters. They didn't sought out to be hoodlums or this or that. They were really just young kids finding their way through life, and they just so happened to be gangsters. They just so happened to be gangsters. Same thing with Uncle Luke. Uncle Luke didn't have, he was letting us know how it was in Miami. You understand what I'm saying? He didn't wake up and say, you know what, I'm a womanizing misogynist or whatever y'all want to try to paint up. He woke up and said, I'm gonna make something for my folk in Miami, and that's how we get down to Miami. It's 95 degrees all the time. Girls out here bikinis all the time. Shaking it, making it, baking it all the time. That's the Miami life. And y'all gonna get mad at this man, make him slap a explicit sticker on his album. But then you look at the music today, and somebody can put out a song called WAP, and it'd get spun crazy on the radio. I'm talking about 3, 4, 5 times an hour. You're gonna hear somebody talking about some wet ass pussy on the radio. Way more explicit than what Uncle Luke would, you know, ever put together, because his music was based off feeling and dance. It wasn't all the explicit of the lyrics really expounding on that. When you look at the more lyrical artists from back in the day that might talk about sex or something like that, they did it real subtle. I'm talking about the rappers, not the Lukes, like the hip-hop rappers like Tupac. When he talked about sex, he made songs like I Get Around. You understand what I'm saying? Where he talked about it real subtly but still kept his integrity as an artist. You understand what I'm saying? Now we got to a point where commercials about what sells. And unfortunately, everything that destroys us sells. And we have this trend happening. Maybe the past 25 years, right? At least for the past 25 years. But that's what happened in the late 90s, early 2000s. Hip-hop in general became commercially successful. Not just Hammer. Not just Pop. Hip-hop in general became commercially successful. And the moment that the dollar began to push the pen of these artists, that's when the content began to change. And that's when it no longer became about talking about your life and your unique perspective and really bringing the art out of your life. It became a copy and paste game. As soon as one artist blow up and he says, oh, we need another one just like that. Damn, Tupac died. All right, fuck it. Let's find somebody else. Somebody else that can fill his shoes. All right, we got DMX. DMX went platinum, I think, twice in 97. And then he starts to fizzle off. Oh, man, who are we going to get to replace X? All right, Ja Rule. All these record labels do. But when you look at these artists, all these artists ain't who they say they were, man. And that's the frustrating part. Even our favorite artists, right? I promise you, I talk about Pac every episode because that's my guy. But understand this, Pac wasn't no gangster at all. Pac was a good kid. Pac was an actor. Pac was an activist. He wasn't no gangster. Being a gangster was Tupac's downfall. See, Tupac, he dropped 5 albums. all him, but all very different throughout his time in life. He dropped his first album, which was Tupacalypse. Then he dropped Strictly for My Niggas. Then he gets caught up in some gangster shit, rape charges, and gets shot. He drops his All Eyes on Me. No. He dropped Me Against the World. By the time he gets to Death Row, it was already over. Because now, he's so deep into the commercialization of this music and trying to, on one foot, he's trying to take hip-hop somewhere, but then on the other end, he's letting that commercial lifestyle of hip-hop be his demise. And when I say the commercial lifestyle of hip-hop, of course I'm talking about the drugs and the money and the women, because all of that those are the things that breed the violence. Nobody just wake up one day and say, you know, I'm just going to jump on some gangster shit. It's always, I got to get this money. I got to do this. I got to do that. They not feeling me. I'm going to make them feel me. So on and so forth. That's where Pac was coming from. But he went to a place where those people was gangsters from day one, from the beginning. You understand what I'm saying? Pac wasn't from the Bay. Pac wasn't from L.A. Pac was from Harlem. Pac was from Baltimore. Pac was from the East Coast. He went over there, and he started messing with them Long Beach Crips, which is fine, because that's Snoop in them. That's my man from Philly, you know, Corrupt and Dad, the Dog Pound and all that. But he crossed the line with Suge and the Mob Piru. You know, when you start telling lies and you start living lies, you have to tell compound lies to keep that going. And the moment he went from Dear Mama Tupac to Two of America's Most Wanted Tupac, that was the beginning of his demise. And that's the copycat game that all these young boys is out here playing. They out here and they look at, but they only look at the worst part of that rapper and they try to get on the worst way possible. You understand what I'm saying? These kids aren't being true to themselves. They out here trying to live like these rappers in the past. But what did Jay-Z tell us? Like I told you to sell crack. No, Hov did that. So hopefully you won't have to go through that. But yet, when these kids, they feel like they wanna jump in the game, the first thing they do is they start to assume image of a gangster. Oh, I gotta dress like this. I gotta talk like this. I need a gun first. I need to start taking these designer drugs, because that's the message that's being spread out. I just got a bing on me. I got a caller and kill caller. What's good with you? What's your name? Where you from? You got how do you feel about tonight's topic?
Peace. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. What's good?
All right, that's beautiful. This is Jetty A-Track, host of the ONE Syndicated Host Intern Show out of Elkins Park, PA. How you doing, first of all, brother? How you doing this evening?
I'm maintaining.
That's love. First of all, I want to give you your flowers, and I want to tell you that I appreciate you for breaking down some elements of hip-hop that, you know, nowadays is not too grasped upon, because I know that there's a thing about nowadays that there's a different fifth element. People don't even acknowledge, and when I say people, I don't want to say people in large, because those who know, they know. Those who are within the essence, they understand. But there's people who even reject the knowledge as far as the fifth element, and they put some other craft in place of that or whatnot. But I just wanted to talk to that degree as far as the knowledge, and also to put an emphasis, because you did mention the party aspect. But I didn't want that to be too peripheral. I wanted people to understand, too, the importance of the party aspect and the party element of hip-hop. When Kool Herc came from Jamaica and he came to the Bronx with the element of hip-hop that he learned over there, it was to galvanize. Hip-hop was used as the element to galvanize. At the time, there were gangs. The gang culture was running rampant through New York. It was boroughs. Bronx was against Brooklyn. Brooklyn was against Queens. Queens was against Staten Island, all that. So hip-hop helped galvanize as far as the DJs being able to stand in the place of the violence. So instead of people trying to stab people up and people trying to shoot people up, people started running and representing the DJs that represented certain boroughs. So when people came together for parties, it was more than just, you know, to have a good time, even though that was important. It was a catharsis. It was a way for them to actually, you know what I'm saying, get out of that element of frustration, of feeling that they was oppressed, and being able to use that energy in a corrective, in a more productive state of being, state of mind, as far as the community was concerned, you know what I'm saying? You mentioned Kane and you mentioned Rakim. All of these cats, as prolific as they were, these cats were party animals. You know what I mean? And not party animals in terms of, you know what I mean, my drinking, my two-step Hennies and all that. You know, no, I'm talking about MC, you know what I mean, master of ceremonies, move the crowd, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to say something real controversial that a lot of people might not agree with, but I'm going to say that the turn of hip-hop real for us, the culture as we know it, as far as something that was uplifting to something that was detrimental, was when the narrative took over the actual vibration. The DJ was the vibration. The MC helped to ad-lib the vibration. That's why it was move the crowd. The crowd was already dancing, but the MC would help to allow the crowd to understand what they needed to do in alignment with the vibration. That's where you get your put your hands up, left to right, this, that, and the third, call and response or whatnot. But when it got to the point that the DJ was no longer needed, you got people that are putting tracks on their drum, people that are just running with instrumentals and running with tracks or whatnot, the party element gone. Now the rapper is starting to become the you know what I'm saying, the head honcho as far as the vibration. And when you got the rapper, what do you got? You got words, you got spoken words, and you got straight elements of narrative that's influencing the vibration. Instead of the vibration being just the music, just the cut and the scratch, just the actual straight vibration of instrumentation, now you got the influence of narratives. You know what I mean? If you read the book The Tao of Wu, RZA talks about this. He talks about how the element of hip-hop transferred from when people knew what to listen to. They would hear a certain thing. They would go, okay, I know how to feel like this. It started switching up when cats like Diddy started putting gangster music to R&B instrumentation. Now you got people that they stuck in their spirit because the words are saying gangster stuff to them, but the vibration is R&B, it's saying love. So now you got people that are going home beating their wives or whatnot because they think that the expression of love is to show aggression. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to put that out there as far as the gem for people to put into their think tank while you continue to drop jewels. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, brother.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. Hey, man, you still online, man? I lost your name. If you were still online,
yeah,
drop your name, and when your next one heard you're doing the intern thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's Jetty A-Track, the host of the ONE Syndicated Intern Host Show. Later on this month, the date will be available very soon. Brother O will be able to bless everybody that's listening with the next date for the next show. You know what I mean? So y'all stay tuned once again to you, brother. You keep on dropping these jewels. You keep on enlightening the people, man. I appreciate you, and I love you, brother.
Yes, sir. Peace, love, and power, health. And Olaf, you got a track loaded up. Drop it, DJ.
I know you're digging this type of shit right here. We about to spark it on the mic. Yeah. When I walk down, I block it, reach in my pocket, yo, with my knock, it follows me into the spot, compelling, go check the dread, and yes, these are selling, up and out of gate, I'm a potential felon, ism is selling, like I ain't even telling, channel 1-2, I'm smashing the law, channel 3, I make a run to the store, channel 4, leave the store with the Billy, cause I spark the ism, I'm off the channel live, wake up in the morning, got the yearning for herb, with loosened subs and outs, metaphors and verbs, and magic hit when I'm picking. Multi-flavor bags and sets for the picking. So listen to the ism as it talks non-stop. Hawaiian when I'm rhyming, but so is the chocolate pie. Now the high starts to settle. Kicking fat lyrics that rock like heavy metal. I'm coming out of face, I'm IDMing. I start grinning, then syllables start bending. My style is untangible, like a wild animal. Check the label as it goes round, it's all capital. That's what I'm smashing you with, cause it's easy. Like Lionel Richie, your whole style is bitchy. Switch me, mix me, somebody hit me. Don't let me rip out my clothes like Bill Bixby. Ripping the mic, I'm home till I'm motherfucking 60. Smoking an indoor by the window, it's sticky.
Fuck the ism, my expertism is lyricism. My flow will take you over like I was hypnotism. So with the light to the cypher, it feels that I bring it. Hyper than a little kid on ginseng, rooting and culture. My intellect will insult ya. Finish off your dead mind like a vulture. I gotta get mine, get it quick. Cause there's all these weak rappers steady making hits, fuck that. By 94, I bring the skills back. So listen, now I'm doing what I wanna do and sparking madness.
It's your boy, Old Man Ski on the wheels. A steel, Contra California. And you know that. Yes, sir, you don't stop. You know I stop, Mac. It's a new, you know me.
Notion deeper than the ocean. Check out my potion. My rhythm is the motion. The ism brings the wisdom when I kick it on the rhythm. Check it how I rock it in a cypher. The sire. Higher, lyrical messiah. Check it.
Yo, 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 pass that light.
Counterclockwise, I rise like the sun. Now feel the heat from the rays of the gun. Shooting out the mental mist. How you gonna know the real shit when your style's counterfeit?
This shit is counterfeit cause he's motherfucking phony. Coming to the jam, try to front like you know me. Listen to this new type of something. Bumping, 94 ain't for no fronting. New type of lingo, catchy like a dingo. Roughneck hip hop is dripping from the single. Now, let me introduce you to the one. The channel live indo that loosens you up. Going through the channels of the remote control. Flicking through the frequencies of your soul.
Then roll the ism. Inflator, I'm weeded, like wearing a sweater at the equator, I'm heated, but I flip a style like a flip a channel, step up and test the skills, you can get my testicles, cause hip-hop's been running through my veins ever since, so it wasn't hard for me to grab the mic and represent, representing, tormenting MC's cranium, so they can't flow, why, cause I'm draining them, don't mean to be blunt, but don't front, I'm doing it for the love, so now I'm doing what I want to do, with my channel live crew, so just listen, dissing whack MC's and sparking up madness.
Representing West France Avenue, 115th and Compton Boulevard. Yeah, you don't stop. It's Old Lasky on the wheel steel for all you to feel. Yes, sir. Like this, y'all. Hey, man. Anybody do better than me? Let me give you a scratch. Look City in your area. You know what time it is, right? 516-453-9133. All you do is press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now we go to the commissioner. You know what I mean? Press the C on the place to be. Yeah.
Hey, hey, y'all. It's me, Princess C. How y'all be tonight? Wow, Sham God. I love your piece tonight, it was good. I really liked it. I'm like, whoa, Sham is like really, really talking tonight. I mean, you talk. And so that was like a shocker for me tonight. And so I think that interview on Friday on Meet the Host, boy, that got you revved up and talking now. So, wow, you talked about Bootsy and stuff like songs that I grew up on and everything, and which was cool. I'm like, oh boy, you mentioned Bootsy Collins. Okay. But anyway, today, this era that we live in is just so different than my years when I was growing up. Okay. So my topic for this segment is the youth of today and growing up today versus the youth of yesteryear, okay? And yesteryear, I'm not like talking about like last year or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I'm talking about like decades ago, okay? Like for me, In August, I'll be 6 decades, everybody. So, you know, that's a long time on this earth. And I look at today, boy, have times really changed, because the youth of today are nothing like the youth of my youth, okay, of the yesteryears. And our music was different. Everything was different. The way we interacted with each other was totally different. Back when I grew up, everybody, like in the 60s and 70s, like outside is what we did. We didn't stay in the house. We couldn't wait to get home from school, change our clothes and go outside and play with our friends, you know, jumping ropes, playing basketball, jacks and hopscotch and all kinds of stuff. There were activities that we did and had a ball until the sun went down. Once the sun started going down, everybody started going in the house. You hear your name called and like, oh, man, I hope my mom don't come to the door and call me next because you're having so much fun. Today, hey, kids can't even play outside without being shot, okay, without running from bullets, without being afraid. And it's so sad. You know, you can't walk to school and really enjoy yourself with your friends because you don't know if somebody's going to start shooting somewhere. And you're not even safe in school, okay? Not safe on the playground. And it's so sad. I am so glad. Like, I'm not a child during this time, okay, during this era. And it's so different. Then, you know, I grew up on, you know, listening to George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, War, the Average White Band, Chicago, and, you know, the Ozzy Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire and all of these wonderful groups and, you know, Chaka Khan and, you know, all these wonderful groups, and the music meant something. Most of the music like touched you, and, you know, love songs and good dance music and songs that were positive and uplifting and, you know, not degrading our females, okay? Talking about a bunch of drugs and violence and killing people and this and, you know, everything that just instill anger in you and subliminally make you want to go out and do these things, okay? So that's not the music I grew up on. And then here came the 70s, right? So in the 70s, I think it was like around 1979, a rap song came out, okay? Rapper's Delight. And boy, that song is still played today. People love that song. And it is so long. And we're like, whoa, this song is long. But you didn't care how long it was when you're on the dance floor. You just wanted to stay on and play forever. So that song, Rapper's Delight, oh, my God, Sugar Hill Gang, y'all. And if you haven't heard it, you need to listen to it, okay? And I'm sure all y'all listening tonight had to have heard that. And so the rap game didn't just start, okay? Generation, which all at the X, all these different generations. I'm a baby boomer. Then we had, I think, Generation X, Y, got Generation Z, and you got the Alphas now and all of that stuff, and it's crazy. And when we look at all the different eras of, like, the age groups, all these different generations, it's crazy. And so we're going to talk about those generations, so we're going to get into that because it's deep, and we're categorized into these different age groups. And when we actually look at that, and I look and say, wow, is this about how I am as a baby boomer, the description of a baby boomer? And this stuff is crazy, y'all. It's deep. But back to the music. So you had Sugar Hill Gang. Then we had, like, you know, you had Run DMC later down the years. Curtis Blow, you know, with These Are the Breaks, Break It Up, Break It Up, Break Down, and all these other rants. But here's a real deep thing, y'all. So anyway, people think, okay, yeah, so that's when rap started, you know, the first rap song in 79, and rap started like in the 70s out in New York and the Bronx and all. But guess what? Rap was around way before all of that stuff, okay? So we got the men, the old men now, they like older than me. Okay, they're about 9 decades, y'all, and maybe 10 decades, which means 100 years old. But anyway, so you had people like Jimi Hendrix, okay? And for those of y'all that don't know Jimi Hendrix, oh, my God, look him up. Awesome, awesome, awesome man. You know, awesome guitarist. He rapped. And it blew me away. And so one day I was like, looking at YouTube videos and stuff. So his video came on. I'm like, okay, let me check this out from a long time ago. And he was rapping in this song. And then even back like in the 30s and 40s, if you look at some of those old movies, they're rapping in those movies, okay? So rap has been around. It's nothing but rhyme, spoken word, poetry. And, you know, some of it today don't make sense, though. You know, so I hear some stuff, I'd be like, well, what the hell is that shit? Because it doesn't make sense. Like, what they're saying, not even complete sentences, not even, like, making sense. That's all I can say, it don't make sense. It's like, what are they talking about? What? And, you know, I hate to bring up my boy P&B Rock, you know, God bless him, may he rest in peace. But I think, I might be wrong, though. Whoever made peanut butter jelly, and I think I'm saying P&B right because peanut butter and jelly, P&B. But anyway, peanut butter jelly time. What the hell is peanut butter jelly time? You know, in the whole song, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Like what? Okay, well, I might as well make a song, rice and gravy, rice and gravy, rice and gravy. You know, so the songs today, they're just whack, okay? They're stupid, ridiculous, but yet the young people love this stuff. And then for the most part, you can't even understand what they're saying because they don't put so many vocoders on their voice and all this reverb and all this distortion in their voices. And they already sound stupid because they're not making sense. And then you can't even understand what they're saying. Oh, yeah. What is that? Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I mean, are they trying to speak another language? Or, you know, I don't know what they're doing in these songs, y'all. But y'all got to do better. Okay. Because a lot of these rappers sound illiterate. And I guess they are. Because a lot of them don't go to school, damn it. So I guess they would sound illiterate. And so, but then you got those that understand what they're saying. I guess they must be illiterate too. But anyway, a different day and age, people. The songs in my yesteryears made sense, okay? The songs when my kids were growing up, because I have kids that are, I guess, probably in like every generation under me, their songs made sense for the most part, like the millennials, their songs made sense, everybody. And then, like, Generation Z, that's the ones that are the younger ones, but then you got Alpha. So, like, the Generation Z, okay, y'all's songs are just stupid as hell, okay? Absolutely ridiculous. And then you have the millennials. Y'all's songs are, you know, not too bad because you had that then that other type of hip-hop rap stuff, okay? But after the millennials, geez, the Generation Z, you know, again, your stuff is just wacky crazy. And the things you do, wacky crazy, okay? And we have to look at the music that you're listening to, Generation Z, okay? That music you're listening to, again, is putting subliminal messages in your brain, okay? Because you're constantly listening to this crap every day, all day. You walk around with AirPods or whatever they're called in your ears, listening to this music. Some of y'all sit up in school with the stuff in your ear, if you go to school, and that's all you listen to. And you're talking about all kinds of drugs, sex, violence, killing these people, killing them, taking this and taking that, getting what you want, and calling females bitches and calling each other niggas and all of this stuff and telling bitches to suck your dick and all that stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous. So y'all are out there carrying out these songs now. And the girls that are y'all's ages and that Generation Z category from like 9 to 24, y'all out there like just twirling your little asses off. And, you know, because this is what the boys in that age group want to see. They like that. And the girls, they have no shame about it. Okay, you definitely have no pride, okay, and you cannot respect yourself, okay, if you're out there doing that. But this generation doesn't even think about respect. They don't care, okay, because they think, hey, this is what we do, and this is how we are, this is how we behave, this is our life, and we're going to live it, and this is us. And this is the norm for us. And, you know, it's normal for us to be bi and tri. And, you know, it's normal for us to be transgender today. It's normal for us to say, hey, well, you know, I identify as a female, but I was born male. It's okay, because this is our era. So that's what they're telling us. And it's crazy. And then they also tell us, hey, you know, we carry guns. We can get them whenever we want, from wherever we want. And we'll go out and we'll shoot whoever we want. And we won't go to jail because other people are too afraid to talk. So we can get away with murder every day if we want. Okay? This is the era that we live in, everybody. Okay? I don't have to go to school. And then when I do, the teacher can't tell me anything, because I'll not only tell the teacher off and curse her out, but I'll fuck her up too. This is what they're saying to us, everybody. And it is just so ridiculous. It's crazy. So, yes, the youth of today versus the youth of yesteryear. Hey, youth, y'all better get it together. Because there is definitely something wrong with this generation. And, you know, down through all of these generations, things were slowly changing. And now it's like out of control, because generation, everybody, what has happened is the real parenting and the household structure has changed drastically, okay? Because when I was growing up, hey, the kids ate. Mostly all the kids I knew had dinner, okay, on their table, where they had to go in the house for dinner. As a family, they sat down and ate their dinner, okay? My household, we ate dinner. We had lunch together, and, you know, we would come home from school to have lunch. And, you know, before we went to school, we had breakfast, not a donut, not a cupcake, not giving money to go to the corner store and buy a bunch of candy and junk for breakfast. So down through the years, things changed. And now today versus those parents, it's just crazy. Okay, parents in my day, everybody, they whip your ass. If you, you know, talk back, you got knocked in your damn mouth. If if you were disrespectful or disobedient, guess what? You got your ass beat, you know, by a belt, maybe by an extension cord, maybe by a twig outside off the tree, okay? Maybe with a shoe. Some of y'all got punched. But today, you can't even do that to your kids, okay? You cannot beat your kids because if you do, they can cry abuse. And, you know, in Philadelphia, it's called DHS. Out in Delaware County, it's called CYS. And, you know, it's called different things. But the Department of Human Services or Children Protection people or whatever, you know, they can come and take your kids if you put your hands on them, you know. And it should not be that way. So that was one of the breakdowns of the parenting system, because then parents became afraid that if they beat their child, if they disciplined their child that needed the discipline, that that child could call the police on them and tell the police that they were abused. And then here comes this little horrible entity. They come into your house, they'll take your kids and make your life a living hell to get them back. And parents did not want to have to go through that. So they stopped disciplining their children, and Johnny Go Stand in the Corner does not work, okay? That time out doesn't work. Oh, Charlie, count to five. Take a deep breath. No, that does not work, okay? So here's what we have now, little monsters running around, terrorizing their community because there's no discipline, okay? Everybody's afraid to say something to them. Everybody's afraid, okay? And it's sad, everybody. So things have to change because this generation is lost. Totally lost, and no one seems to care. So this is what we have today. And there's so many factors that have brought the youth of today to the point where they are now. And how do we change those factors? You know, we can't turn back the hands of time and rewind and undo what has already been done, but we can take it from this point and move forward to try to make a difference. And they're lost, and they need to be found because so many of them are crying out for help, but no one hears them. I'm Dr. Chinchilla J, everybody. Now, what you got for us, Brother O?
Well, first off, I would say right now, usually during Merc City, you know, back in the day, I would play a lot of, upbeat music of this time. And then I would, you know, mix it in, of course, with the golden era. But since, you know, Chinchilla, I want to talk about, you know, drill and trap. You know, I got to be devil's advocate tonight. Hey, Drake. Hey, Future. Let's get it. Yeah.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I'd tell you if it was us. Manor house in Rosewood, this shit too plush. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. Know you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, your man a cheapskate, huh? Niggas gotta move on my release day, huh? Bitch, this is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Watch your mouth. Baby, got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell a shit, it is what it is. Said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dumb shit. Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I'd tell you if it was us. Manor house in Rosewood, this shit too plush.
It's cool, man. Got red bottoms on. Life is good. You know what I mean? Like,
100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automotive bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, cause it's been a truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Ooh, granted she was standing right down while I catch play on the brick. Ooh, I made them little niggas go haywire, Taliban in this bitch. Ooh, I'd have been down bad in them trenches, had to ride with that stick. Ooh, who gave you pills, who gave that dust, Pluto sent you on the lick. Ooh. Too many convicts that enrolled me to play in this shit. Ooh, proud about nonsense, get old, summer spreading this bitch. Ooh, they had the counter light, lighting it up, nigga, anybody can get it. Ooh, I'm on a PJ, lighting it up, backwood full of sticky. Ooh, I'm trying to tote that Drake or London, and it's extended. Ooh, they gotta stretch a nigga, how we gon' die for this shit? Ooh, yeah, I ride for my niggas, I lie to my bitch. Ooh, we some poor, high class niggas, made it, we rich. Yeah, I was at the band, though, got a penthouse for a closet. Ooh, it's like a shadow, lit on my neck, my wrist. Ooh, I got pink toes that talk different languages. Ooh, got promethazine in my blood and purpose, it.
Man, I ain't gonna need front. This shit sitting in the middle of the hood. I've been serving fiends, get my racks. About to buy me some studio time, make me a song.
What?
Yeah.
For real?
I'm about to go big.
You can't spit. For real?
I got bars, fool.
Man, you need a hard video.
If I do the video, you got directed. We got the vision.
Don't gas me up.
You gonna be bigger than Lil X. You see how his videos be popping, nigga.
100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automotive bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, cause it's been a truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. That's by the time I call her Serena. I go tremendo for new fettuccine. All fat though, carry the pinky. All fat though, we order the Fiji. I'm in the loop with the voo, I'm in the loop with the woo. Which one you working? I put your face on the news. I put the puss on the shirt. After I murdered it, make me go shoot up the hearse. Cost me a quarter bird. Niggas birthday and you a maniac, a fucking alien. How you spurting? Got that kitty cat on, having fun with that. Going Birkin. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automotive bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, cause it's been a truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Ooh, 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Yeah, 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the
nigga finger,
little bitch.
Yep. All I know is, you know, I play a little devil's advocate. Look, city in your area. 516-453-9133. We're going to do is press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by them boys. And then goes the time, multimedia. Yeah, it's your boy Olaf Ski. Yeah. Now we're going to have a little joint adventures. Bring on some callers right now. Caller, you're live right now with Olaf Ski. So we're going to our second segment with our wonderful host right here, Merc City. Who is you?
Hi, peace and blessings, Hall of Famer, DJ. This is Sister Bessie.
I just do what it do. Hall of Fame nominee, Sister Bessie. How you feel?
Oh, I feel a little exhausted, but I'm okay. And I was enjoying the young man that was explaining about the difference in hip-hop today. He was very enlightened. And I appreciate him coming on and explaining that because he is right and Chinchilla is right. The music that they make today do not make any sense. And it's focused on, like, violence and sexual indios. And, you know, I just think that the youth need to step back and think about what they say and how they say it, you know, because back in the day, as both said, that the words meant something, and a lot of the music came from the heart, and they have to get back to that and understanding that they have a role to play in this world. and that they have to show some more intelligence. So I just wanted to say that, and you know my favorite rapper is DMX, and I also like Public Enemy. One thing I like, Public Enemy. I think Professor Griff was in Public Enemy. Am I sure, brother?
You better know it.
Yes, I appreciated Professor Griff so much because when he stopped rapping, he went into lecturing, and he gave a lot of knowledge out about hip-hop. So, brothers and sisters, y'all need to get some of his videos, go on YouTube and check out some of his teachings, you know, and I appreciate him for that because I learned a lot from him. So I just wanted to come in and give my support, and I appreciate the show, and I'm learning a lot. And
you ain't heard nothing yet. You ain't heard nothing yet because
yeah.
I got this soundtrack, man. You know what I mean? You know how it is, and I'm going to do my thing. So, but tell us when your next show is.
I don't know when my show is.
Oh, my God. Help her, God. You know, but that's okay. You know, we had to help Sister Bessie out a little bit. And, you know, of course, April will be here. Really, you know, before you know it, this young lady's next show will be April 28th. So we can't wait. So thank you, Sister Bessie. I appreciate you, man, coming on this program.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Peace and blessings to everyone.
Peace and blessings, Sister Bessie. Got another caller on the line. I've been waiting very patiently. Caller, you're live right now with Merc City in your area. All right, caller, you there? All right, we'll have to put you back on ice. All right, we got some other callers over here. And before we do that, you know, go to my, you know, my track, and then of course we'll come back with Sham God. So everybody that press one, you know what I mean? You know, stay put. We got you.
For 40 minutes set, the intro's the bomb with a little bow set. Twist a third, rip the mic, press enter or return. Grab the green and the green like the fur. Then I'm out through the doors of a caravan scout. Back to the hotel with squad all about. Should respect shred. I take one to the man. Tomorrow for my man, KRS like that. Is it that one or this one? The flat one or the thick one? Pick the squaw and I jump up to a this one. But nah, that's not my style, so I'll control my wood and cool my smile. I got thoughts, I'll keep them. The epic drone reaper. You order autographs up in James and Stream. Mike Tyson, Mike Jordan. Chuck Drox, the lyrical fair with no bears. What a year. Paying tribute to the one. The circumference of the stadium is playing homage to my cranium. The sea of heads doesn't seem to hide the lady in the back row, waving her hands for the hull. The usual broad rock lines for a show, and I dispense with the usual and keep it toasted. To boom up the set, the advice is take a motion before you walk through the door of a Chub Rock tour. Buy the anthology in every store. Frontin', now we hear you're tougher than mutton. If I pull your buttons, start tick like dog buttons. Lyrics persevere, now dorm just fail. Freedom in South Africa. What are you? Collegiate rhythm keep the flow up the bar. Pink house resident turns to bourgeois.
Merck City in your area, y'all, for all y'all. Very clear. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass. Right? No. We want to thank Looking Glass Entertainment also. I've been wanting to say this for a long time, you know, for helping us get to where we need to be back on Blog Talk Radio. So I, you know, want to say a special shout out to them because without those great, great four lawyers that helped me be where I am today, wouldn't be anything. So, you know what I mean? Special shout out to Looking Glass Entertainment, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Thank you for letting me buy this outstanding network. And now back to Mr. Shamkar Power here for his second segment tonight.
Peace. We back in a place to be making Merc City great again. And, yo, I know we making Merc City great and all that, but y'all got to chill, man. You got Princess Dr. J on here cursing like a sailor. This is the best he's talking from DMX, our favorite rapper. I love the energy, man. Look, earlier we was talking about how life inspired that art and how people was bringing their real life to the forefront of what we call music. And, I do want to shed a little light on what J8Track said earlier. I was with you until you said, "Dude, music go home beat their wife, man." That's wild, man. I do not blame, even though I do not like the music. I would never, me being a part of this culture that we call hip hop, I would never blame hip hop for any of the crazy shit that going in the world, because crazy shit been going on since you know who showed up, man. It ain't never been our people. And even when it came to this hip-hop thing, man, I heard Public Enemy name was mentioned, Chuck D and Professor Griff and all those dudes. And a lot of people, they try to say that N.W.A., when N.W.A. came, they came to dumb down rap and make it different and take the shine away from Public Enemy and different things like that. What y'all got to understand is that different regions breed different type of people. Different cities feel different, so we gonna carry it and we gonna hold it and we gonna speak it different. The issue that we have is definitely the commercialization of this rap, because now, you know, if you a rapper right now, if you a young man and you out there and try rap, take it from me, man. You don't gotta rap about money. You don't gotta rap about women all the time. You understand what I'm saying? You don't gotta rap about None of that shit makes you cool, man. See, these guys, they need that because they don't have no lyrical substance to fall back on. They don't have anything else inside their mind to rap about, so they gotta feed off the nonsense that's already out here. But if these guys were truly individuals and they truly had a mind and a heart that they own to speak from, then the game would be much better. And that's another thing that's happened is not enough creativity. Everybody's the same now, and we can't have that, because the diversity is what made the conversation complete. Now the conversation is so incomplete because only the assholes got a voice and got something to say, and that's not the way that it was intended to be ever. You understand what I'm saying? So before we talked about the people who put their real life on the screen, now let's talk about what's going on now and how these young boys just try and get a check, because that's all that's going on. They say, oh, this rapper is doing this, and this is how they got famous. We're going to go take this route, and we're going to go get a check. Two artists I want to talk about real quick, two female artists, because I never talk about female artists like that, but Trina and Eve. Now, Trina and Eve, they live two different lives. Now, we from Philly. We know how it is in Philly, so we can only imagine how Eve came up, and if you ever listen to like her unsung episode or her interviews and different things like that, you know Eve had a wild past. Like she had to, you know, she was a stripper at one point, and she was a gangster at one point, and it was a lot of things that built and evolved her character. But when she came to rap, she rapped with substance, and she brought different things to the forefront other than selling her sexuality. But then you have artists like Trina, no disrespect to Trina, because we all love Trina, right? She's the baddest thing. But her, along with artists like Lil' Kim, has made it popular to sell your sexuality. Now we get to a point where young women come into the game, and the only way that they know how to fit in or get signed or get any recognition is by selling sexuality, but that's only because you have men out there that's looking to exploit that, and these men are in searches of talent themselves, because all they want to do is talk about kill, 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 and if you're not killing someone else, you're killing yourself by taking the drugs, the Percocets, the lean, and all this, and all this, and all this, and all this, and all this. All that shit is detrimental to what we call the culture. And hip-hop is a children's culture. It's not only pushed by the children, but it's the communication of the children. When children listen to hip-hop, they don't just listen to that shit for entertainment. It's their news. It's their social and their moral compass. It's their everything. So when you have children out here listening to the music, and the music is telling you that, oh, you need a gun to walk around in my neighborhood. You need it. These kids believe that, and that's what they want to. They want to walk in those footsteps. Now, like I said before, the older artists, they ain't had nobody to look up to except the, you know how Dr. Dre got the G-Funk sound from the Parliament Funkadelic and all those cats, and how cats down south, they might have been more influenced by the Little Richards and the James Brown. Now, Dr. J, you said we can't understand the rappers now. I couldn't understand James Brown, so I guess we even, right? But now we have these younger artists, and they look up to artists like 50 Cent. And 50 Cent is a gangster. See, 50 Cent, he's slick with his too, though, because at a time when Ja Rule was at the top of the world, 50 Cent came along, and he made us all believe that Ja couldn't rap and that he was put. And that's what we believe. And then all of a sudden, 50 comes out with, I take it to the candy shop. That's marketing right there. You got to love him for that. But at the same time, with him going, being at odds musically with guys like Ja Rule and guys like Kanye West, he was putting that militant gangster stuff on the forefront, which is fine. Because like I said in the beginning, it's too many cool niggas. Everybody want to be cool. Everybody want to be fun. Everybody want to be flashy. No, we need more militant revolutionaries. We need more people like that. But it's hard. It's hard to navigate that revolutionary path in hip-hop, because the moment that you become a threat, you are neutralized. That's just the fact. That's just the fact of the matter. They will find a way to neutralize it, because hip-hop is too powerful of a vehicle. But this is why I appreciate 50 Cent now and all the interviews that he do now, because now it sheds light on the things that he did and said in the past. But other rappers don't have that platform. Other rappers don't even use that platform. You understand what I'm saying? Why does the streets put Nas over Jay-Z? But there's always that thing like, oh, yeah, well, Nas is a better rapper, but Jay-Z made better music. Why? Because Jay-Z music was more commercial, made you want to shake your ass more, made you want to get money. But Nas was telling you some shit that was going to help your life. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what we need to get back to. We need to get back to that type of music. And not that, and it's enough of that party shit, man. We shake our ass all week to this. Then we go to the club on Friday and Saturday and shake our ass some more. And then we go to church on Sunday and shake our ass some more. When are we really going to stop being so involved in the entertainment and be more involved in the information? Because right now, the people that are giving out the information, they either got something good but don't have the platform to give it to you, or they got the platform and they just feeding you bullshit. That's the point that we're at with this hip hop. That's the point that we're at, and we need to get back to real life, to real life, being on the forefront of hip hop. When I was coming up, we wore Biggie, we wore Tim's, we wore Carhartt, we wore Levi's, we wore Wranglers. You understand what I'm saying? We had real life issues. We caught the train. We used pay phones. These kids now, they walking around with $1,000 phone runners on, Balenciaga sneakers, all designer shit. And it's sad to say, all they going to do is grow up and be old-ass kids that never learned anything about life. because what's being fed to them now at this age is so dumbed down. It was different from my generation. You understand what I'm saying? Like Dr. G was saying earlier, these different generations were fed different things. My generation, it was way different. We didn't, the music was more real. You understand what I'm saying? We could relate to what was going on. So it didn't displace us physically or mentally because we felt like we was right there. When I listened to Jada Kiss rap, I listened to Styles P rap, felt like I was right there. When I listened to Nas rap, I felt like I'm in Queensbridge Project. When I listen to The Chronic, I feel like I'm in Compton. That's just how it go. But now it got to the point where the music is so far out there. Even if you can kind of relate to a place a person is from, you can't relate to the tax bracket because these guys they love to rap like they rich. These niggas ain't rich. Trust me, they ain't rich. It's a handful of them that are, but they not rich and they not tough. Trust me, because I've seen some of your favorite rappers get smacked in the mouth before in person. You understand what I'm saying? They not rich and they not tough. They selling you a dream. They selling you hope, and they selling you a lie. And if y'all know me, y'all know I'm not with that shit. I don't do dreams, hopes, and lies. I deal facts, reality, and truth. That's the vehicle that I deal and move in. And it's time to get hip hop back to that. We need to get back to more songs that speak about real issues like gun violence and broken homes and things like that. But not sounding soft when we doing it. Ain't no, oh, put down the gun because all our babies are dying. It's no, y'all motherfuckers want to shoot. Understand when and where you're supposed to do that. And how come when, you know, somebody take your girl from you, you want to go have a shootout with him. But you understand what I'm saying? You can watch outsiders from your neighborhood, cops or whatever, come in there and do whatever they want, but you scared to lift a finger. Fuck that. You scared to lift your voice. You scared to go down to City Hall and tell them what needs to be done. And that's another thing. That's why we don't get shit done in our neighborhood, because more than one person got to say something, man. Y'all think if the Jewish community or the Asian community or the LGBT community only had one representative to go out and speak? Hey, brother, you still hear me in the, like my microphone just went out.
Nah, we hear you loud and clear, man. But matter of fact, man, not to cut you off, man, cause we're getting real, real close. And I got to get Sister Chichilla on. She got to be a little short, too, when we're on these callers. Caller number three, you're loud right now. You know what I mean? We're Merc City area.
I hear you, brother. Oh, Caesar's from the Caesar Show. Peace, everybody. Great topic tonight, me being born in 79, growing up and being a young adult today versus the yesteryears and generational curses, generational barriers. Shit, I born in 79. I wasn't even exposed to even Biggie Smalls, really, till my people went in the ground. Yet, we do need to change a lot. Yet, only one can do that from a force from within due to mental health, man, and emotional bondage. That's a force to have to awaken in somebody to be able to have a breakthrough from their darkness and the dark side of the mind. I wouldn't blame nobody either. I damn sure ain't about to give no cracker, no power over my embodiment. It's not happening when I came back from the future. So all this shit is going equivalently. All this shit is going the way it needs to go because we in the age of iron. So it was going to happen like this. As in the way of life, the reality of the truth of reality. Like me, my children, one would have been 18 in flesh, and then my daughter 22. Yet due to what I was led to when they was little people, plus I ain't getting my kids away 5 days a week. That's a problem. That's one of the greatest problems on the face of the earth. Women and fathers don't want their kids no more. Yeah, whatever. So, yeah, I know. We want to fix other things, but not that. That's a little bit too much. You see what I'm saying? Yet, expose my children to soul music. But I also reach my children's soul in their heart, within their embodiments. That's very important. So I reached my children's soul, and I introduced them to soul music where they could identify the message because the same message was in their heart, right? So they 3, 5, 10 in their whole life to where my children go play Fonda Rae. My children go play I Love Music by the OJs. My daughter going to play Earth, Wind, and Fire because I didn't play it so much because my dad did that when I was little. Even though that's what was out now, you know, I don't, my dad don't really count. I'm just saying, I was led, my father introduced me to soul music, which was already an installation in me before I came in the flesh, period. So the message of music was something that I had an ear to hear, right? Because I look at the generation before me, I'm born in 79, and ain't none of them mugs heard, they didn't hear, many didn't hear nothing, but hold up, look what happened to our people. I ain't blaming nobody. When the crack epidemic, the heroin came in, it was a wrap right there. I have no finger to point. I'm someone from the future, so this is all going the way it's got to go. Yet, my love, it started with each individual. Yet, we cleaning the earth, so half these niggas will never make it because they'll drop to the ground and we'll reset the world anytime. You know what I'm saying? Coming soon. So, in saying that, one have to have a breakthrough now because we in a dark world. So the spirit is shocked. There go darkness in the tremble within the heart. So it got to come out. So it's coming out in darkness. It's coming out in chaos as far as verbally or in these lyrics. These kids or these people are responding to their perception, whether they telling the truth or not as far as the bling bling. Is yet, why would they mind think to say something like that due to the way of the world? People get their kids away 5 days a week. That right there is number one. We never had a connection to our parents. All they did was facilitate us, tell us this, dictate us. You see, that should be a big part. We didn't have the divine connection to our parents, period. Period. So without, and lack of communication as well with parents. So what else do you have left? The ways of the world. You give a kid away 5 days a week. That right there. Now people talking about it. It's the pipeline to prison. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that means that the mother is mentally sick. That's across the whole America because of the programming. Women won't agree with that. That's why you got to clean the earth. You know what I'm saying? We come too far. You know what I'm saying? People want to fix everything, but they don't never talk about giving their kids away 5 days a week. Come on. They're like, come on. We don't want our children. It start right there too. Right there. Giving the children away. So the children are exposed to everything. We can't compete with that giant. We could have competed with the heart inside of us. Well, I don't want to talk too long because there's other callers, but I love this show and I love this topic. But it starts with each person, man. The damage is done. What's the solution? Only one can look at his own man in the mirror and be transformed for a new mind, a new heart. You see what I'm saying? As a new being. And saying that, the reality is what it is, you know what I mean? It's teaching us who in our heart space to keep going deeper and continue to keep shaking hands with wholeness and oneness. Wholeness and oneness. It's really a self thing, man. I know it's affecting the world, but again, the mental health and the emotional bondage, we got people walking the planet that still got debt to pay from past lives. All that shit matters. A lot of these fools is tearing up the heavens. Yeah, all right. If people don't want to get to the nitty gritty, all right. I'm just saying. I love us. I love you, brother. Oh, and I love this show. Thanks, y'all. Jesus, man.
Yo, April 27th. She back on right here on the illustrious and outstanding story network. We got another caller before I go into my next track, and then of course, you know, Chinchilla J will give her second segment. Caller, you're live right now in Merck City in your area. Caller? All right, caller, you got 5 seconds. All right, we go right into my next track. Let's get it.
Check it out, y'all. Check it out. Alcoholics got the beats that'll make you say. Alcoholics got the freaks that'll make you say. The alcoholics got rhymes that'll make you say. The alcoholics got the make you want to say. That'll make you say, I'm the hardest, got the rhymes that'll make you say, I'm the hardest, got the rhymes that'll make you say, I'm the hardest, got the rhymes that'll make you say, E-Swift, test
the rocket line shot. Let's blow up the spot, show what we got. Pull the nine and blow shot. I'm the ground bomber, dropping verbal studs. I write rhymes while my mama peel the skin off the buds. This ain't baseball, no, the licks won't slump. So make room for the crew of beats that hump. Yo, I'm the baddest man with a hit since Willie Mays. I'm playing for the A's, OG was right, cause rhyme pays. I walked through a rainstorm, I didn't even get wet. I was bailing through hell, I didn't even bust a sweat. So you must have a locomotive, I mean a crazy reason to wanna step up and suck a punk season. Bring it on, young one, so you can get done. I got more styles than the miles to the sun. 91 million, 5,000 flows, and here's one more for the hoes. The alcoholic got beats that'll make you say. The alcoholic got freaks that'll make you say. The alcoholic got rhymes that'll make you say.
So the 9-4 dilemma for my niggas that remember means I'm stepping to the mic with lyrics colder than December. The liquidator with the hardcore demeanors busting out the perpetrators. I see through a mic and see my flow. I'm never caught between a hard place and a rock, cause I kill Ron Bennett bare-handed like Mr. Spock. I told Chief not to start no beef. He tried to shoot me with his gun. I caught the bullet with my teeth, cause I'm stronger than the bullets on a slit smart liquor. Hitting up your cities with the alcoholic sticker, cause I feel like busted loose. It's the wicked pain inflictor with the Mickey's deuce deuce. Dropping rhymes like a boulder on the 21 and older. Put your mama with my picture tattooed on her shoulder. So rap artists, get ready to rumble, cause I got lyrics up my sleeve that slam harder than Mutombo. I heard your demo tape, that shit was faker than a scam. Well, I've been dropping shit that make you say. Alcoholics got the beats that'll make you say. Alcoholics got the freaks that'll make you say. Alcoholics got the flows that'll make you say. Alcoholics got the hoes that'll make you say. Alcoholics got the beats that'll make you say. That'll make you say. The alcoholic got the flows that'll make you say. The alcoholic got the hoes that'll make you say. I've been told that my style is so cold and make your nose runny, Jay. I make the ladies say. I used to have a girl, but I cut my shit real low. Cause every weekend I had a spin on a pillow. Watch, Willow, Brook, even shook when I took a fresh ass hook out my notebook. I love sports. I even watch soccer and the girls on the tennis court. You try to tackle me, you couldn't make me fall. Cause I've been moving ahead since the day I learned to crawl. Y'all, aw, shit, let me make a wish. I wish all the bunk MCs turned to fish. So I could just hook them, take them home and cook them. That's how I floss your past the hot sauce. When I walk down the street, I leave my feet prints in the concrete. Cause I'm fat, meaning I'm so complete. Like a freak on the elevator, I'ma fuck you up. It's the road with the inebriated flow. I hate the boast, but I'm the host. So most, and I'm ghost, here's a toast to my peoples from coast to coast.
It's like that, it's like this, it's like that.
In the background, sound like you're on an analog phone. Check one, check two, start talking to me.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, sound like you're a little, you know what I mean, on a little, yeah, no. Now, I'm going to bring on a caller before you get your last start, get your line together. Caller, thank you for being so patient. You're live right now in Merc City area. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
My name is Mike Bird. I represent West Philly.
That's what's up, guys. Talk to us, bro. Yeah, man, I hear you loud and clear, man. Talk to us, man.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I represent West Philly. I grew up in hard times, you know what I mean? So I understand what everybody's speaking about, but certain rap make people live certain ways. Like, I grew up listening to Jay-Z. Now, Jay-Z, to me, is the ultimate most rapper. Now, to a lot of people, he might not, but maybe because they don't understand the way he was rapping. Maybe the way he was saying didn't match their lives. So it all depends on what era you grew up in and what type of stuff that you listen to. It could either be for the good or for the bad, because come to think about it, he turned all his bad stuff over to good. So it's a possibility that, you know, hip-hop can still have a positive image on the community. So, you know what I mean? I grew up in it, and I rap, and everything I say is how I live. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
I like what you just said, too, because you look back to, you know, the story of O.J., and you talked about washing the, you know, washing the community, right? Now, I did bad things,
right,
but brought the community back to make sure everybody good, everybody eating. So that's how I feel about what you just said, too, about, you know, about Hov and all that. I'm going to try to bring on Dr. J so she can talk to you. Dr. J, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Mike.
I'm here, loud and clear.
It's Princess
B. How
you doing, Mike Burke? I'm good.
I'm good.
All right. Thank you for chiming in tonight. And, you know, you talked about, you know, you grew up with Jay-Z era, and you like Jay-Z and all that stuff. And now with you and your rap style, which era would you consider yourself?
I'm that hardcore rapper that had to do what he had to do to get out of the poverty, you know? And just so happened something was, you know, the wrong way, but you get the fan base from it and it help out some people. Like I said, certain stuff is not for everybody, you know, especially for the children. So I don't make music for children to listen to. So I make people that grew up in my type of struggle and can understand what I've been through. So, you know.
Okay, so you're saying you have like a target group that you're targeting with your music.
Right. I wouldn't per se say it's for 18 and under. No. I wouldn't say that. Like, you know, my children listen to rap. I don't let them listen to my music because it's not for them. And what I rap about, they don't have to go through that because I got them out of it. So, you know? So,
that type of stuff. All right. Now, with you, Moxburg, and your rap, can you, like, give us, like, 30 seconds or something, like, you know, to give us a taste of your style?
Sure. Let me see. Put it like this. I'm a West Philly rider. 46 and Market, projects, you can holler. Better bring some choppers. I bring no little pat-pat. My shit go brat-that. I'm aiming straight neck hat. And I ain't giving out no favors. I catch you with your youngin'. Should have bought that nigga later. Years on, nigga. Give a shit about the baby. So Woody cracked his head up on his payment. I don't give a fuck, nigga. And that's what it is. Right off the top real quick. You know, so that's the stuff I had to listen to and grow up with. Stuff like that. So, you know, plain and simple, man. But other than that,
so talking about life.
A little bit. And just want to give a shout-out to my pop. His birthday tomorrow, man. That's pretty much it, man.
All right. And let everybody know who your father is.
Oh, my dad is very important. His name is Vince Moto. You know what I mean? He set some ground, tremendous records in Pennsylvania. So look him up. You know what I mean? He also has a movie out called After Innocence. You know, for people that was wrongly incarcerated and, you know, out to make a change for the guys that incarcerated now for no reason. So he's trying to get this bill passed. So everybody just look him up, man. It's real good, real story. And, you know, just pass on the word.
All right. Thank you so much, Moxburg, everybody in the house. All right. From Philly to NC. All right. Thanks so much, Moxburg. All right, everybody. So now listen. So now Moxburg talks about, you know, his rap style and all of that and how, you know, every different generation, different eras, different styles. And, you know, it's so true. Now, for my next segment, I have like a few minutes here, a few short minutes, so I'm not going to get through the whole thing, but it's generational curses and how the generational curses, you know, versus the generational barriers. Because, yes, there is a thing, everybody, called generational curses, and some people don't believe that, you know, nothing can be a generational curse. But, yeah, through families, there are definitely generational curses in a lot of different families. And I would say every family has some type of generational curse, and it takes somebody to come along and to actually break that generational curse from that family. And generational curses come in many different forms. A generational curse could be poverty. It could be divorce. It could be incest. It could be anger. Other different things. It could be trauma. You know, so there are families who are like plagued or cursed with divorce, because everybody that gets married gets divorced, and there's never been a person in their family that had a successful marriage that lasts until the other spouse died, okay? There's families that don't have any marriages where all the women in the family have kids but have never been married. There's also families that stay in poverty for the rest of their lives. There are families that stay in the projects forever. Generation after generation after generation, and if that ain't a damn generational curse, y'all, I don't know what is. If you're in the projects, all these generations, five and six generations of project people, okay, in one family, that's craziness, absolutely crazy. And for generations after generations are in poverty, that's crazy. So those are all curses that need to be broken, and there's so many, many more, but I don't have time to go in those tonight, y'all. So, you know, I'm going to have to go into those another time. But now with the generational barriers, okay, a generational barrier could be communication because of the different age groups where these generations fall into the category of, okay? So you have the alphas who are ages 0 to 9, of course, they won't be able to really communicate with me, a baby boomer, on my level of, you know, conversation, and so on and so forth with all of the different generations. But here is what can happen, or no, first let me tell you what does not happen. You know, people look at these different generations, like the elderly people, so people that are older than me, okay? They look at them, and for me, it's not a problem. I can talk to them. But someone else, like a millennial or a Generation X, you know, they may not communicate with them well. Generation Y, definitely not, you know? And so people don't want to try or make an effort, and the assumption is, okay, they don't understand, you know where I'm coming from. And so you got the older people saying, well, the young people, you know, they won't spend time. They won't talk to me. They don't like us. And, you know, the young people, oh, well, they're too judgmental and always criticizing people. And, you know, so you got this clash. And the clash is between all the different generational gaps. And the barriers are up because they don't understand each other, and they don't want to take time to understand each other. So that's where communication comes in. If we can start a dialogue and communicate and put different generations of people into one setting, into one room, and have, and I'm not talking about, you know, families. I'm just talking about the generational gap between these age groups, okay? All of them come together. You have the Generation Y, the Z, the X, the Alphas. Well, not the Alphas. Well, I guess some of them, the ones that are like 8 and 9, maybe they can come too. But, of course, the infants, you know, they wouldn't be any significance because their mind is not even anywhere yet. But if we would come together with the baby boomers and all and the people before me, okay, come together and see where we have some similarities. Because if we begin to talk and communicate and have a conversation, guess what? We'll see that we have more in common than we think. And what things that the younger generations don't understand, like as far as the people my age and older, we're supposed to have wisdom, y'all, and we've been around, okay? I've been around for 68 decades in August, okay? So I've been around. So there's a lot of things I have experienced that I can share those experiences with the younger generations that may be going through some of those issues. And then I can also talk to them about life. And, you know, they can talk to me about stuff that they do that, hey, and be like, wow, okay. And we could teach each other some things, but you have some people that are so stuck in their ways and think they know everything, especially the older people, okay? But guess what, people? You can learn. I don't care how old you are. You can learn from a baby by watching what they do, okay? You can learn from anybody, any age, because you don't know everything. And just because someone is younger than you does not mean that they don't have knowledge. They're not intelligent and that they can't teach you anything, because, yes, they can teach you something. So we have this age today that we live in is a technology age, and all of the young people, they seem like they come out of the womb now, okay, learning, already knowing how to use the cell phone, okay, already knowing how to use the tablets. It seems like they come out being technology savvy, and it's crazy. So you can learn from a little child how to use your cell phone, older people that don't know how to use a cell phone. You can go and ask a 3 or 4-year-old these days, okay, how to use it. They'll know how to turn it on. Ask them, okay? They can navigate through your phone, all right? So, and that's the alpha generation, y'all. And so they can navigate through y'all's phones, and that's crazy. So they know more about technology than the older people. And so this is where y'all can come together, and they can teach you something, and you can teach them something. And it has to start, because right now, there's a huge barrier amongst the generations, and it has to stop. So if we could break those barriers down, then guess what? We'll probably see some of this violence in the inner cities. We'll see some of it diminish, because now we have a generation that is not really reaching out to those younger generations that are lost today, because they're afraid of them, all right? And now we're breaking those barriers. So now we see older Americans, or whoever, they could be Americans, they might not be Americans, but older people, let's say, well, we're talking about the black community basically now. So older blacks, okay, that are now looking out for the younger blacks. Now they're showing compassion again. Now they're not afraid to say something to them if they see them going the wrong way or doing things they shouldn't be doing. So now they're opening up their mouths again, trying to instill morals, values, and principles into the lives of these young people where their parents have failed them, okay? And again, it goes back to a lot of these parents, as the generations went on, stopped disciplining their children. And now it's to the point these parents don't care what their children are doing out in the streets. They don't care when they come home. If they come home, they don't care what they're doing. So these children are suffering from lack of love, lack of discipline, and all kinds of other things within their household that they should be getting that they're not. And that's where the community comes in, because if a child is suffering and lacking, we need to pick up that slack as the community, as the village. But that's not happening today, and it's so sad. So children need love. So y'all older people that sit around and y'all criticize and act like, you know, y'all forgot when y'all were kids, hey, y'all better think about it. But I guess some of y'all got Alzheimer's or dementia, so you really don't know anymore. But Okay, so that was meant to be a joke. Some of y'all probably got offended by it, but oh, what the fuck, okay? So anyway, y'all need to stop, okay, acting like you did no wrong when you were young, acting like you never smoked weed, you never drank, you never tried cocaine, you never did this, you ain't had sex till you was married, and some of y'all are the biggest hoes out there, okay? And you look at these young people, like with your nose up in the air, like y'all ain't had babies at 13 and 14, because there's so many older women, you know, that's old now. They had babies at 12, 13, and 14 years old. And then they look at these girls today that had babies at 16 and 17 and 18, okay? Stop it, okay? And embrace them and stop criticizing them and show them some love. All right, so anyway, it's 11:21, y'all. It's getting late. I wish I could talk more because I got so much more to say. But guess what? Maybe next month on Merc City, I will talk about this some more because we're what? Making Merc City great again. I'm Princess C. Yeah, that's me.
We thank her so much. And we're going to try to bring on callers now. And, of course, we have made Merc City great again to where we got a chance to be able to bring on a caller that's been on. You know, just like all the rest of the callers, since it's exception. Caller, you have 2 minutes to talk before I go into my Ngozi time, but I'm going to thank you so much. Caller?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half for the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully Shot of Philadelphia, where the UTS graphiters will chase your ass down like Rainbow did Spit, down Fairmount on the 8th and Market line on the train tracks, you know what I'm saying, for X-ing out people on the parked up tractor trailers out there. But, yeah, it was good. We talk about hip-hop tonight. We talk about music tonight. And I just wanted to say this, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's all about articulation. And mumbling will get your dumb ass slapped coming around Club One if I can't understand what you're talking about, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't always a nice guy, you know what I mean? So if you're rapping, I don't want to hear Charlie Brown's teacher, foster child's son from birth. You see what I'm saying? I want to hear that. You see what I'm saying? I want to be able to understand what you're talking about. You know what I mean? And your beat better not sound like cats running across the damn piano. You feel what I'm saying? You know, these are pictures, people. We talking about art and how this thing is life, you know what I mean? Where you paint these pictures, we want to look at it. You feel what I'm saying? Because if you do this right, I'm going to be quick, brother. You know, within this, you know what I'm saying, you become not yourself, folks, trying to emulate other people's style, cadence to what's going on out here, following down blind mice frequencies. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, you're relying on other people's flavor out here. You see what I'm saying? Sounding like somebody else. You know what I mean? Everybody and their nephew is a rapper out here. You see what I'm saying? And y'all all sound the same. Sorry to say it. But there is no reliance on your own creativity in that. So what I advise you guys, you know what I'm saying, come up with your own style and be articulate with your speech. You know what I mean? Because, Beverly, you are utilizing your speech. And the more you know about the speech, the more you become able to innovate with patterns of it. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we going to do that day. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just keep it brief. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half for the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully Side of Philadelphia, where the side chick you're talking to got a son that, you know what I'm saying, he a rapper, but he ain't got no goddamn record label or no record deal. Check your satellite.
Tonight has been outstanding. Results have been proven around the world. We congratulate the legendary Merc City Hip Hop Program in its 10th year of existence, or its 44th WBNN All-Time Connection record, with the historic Darling Lawrence Championship honoring our late great Hall of Famer. Let's take care of business. Tomorrow night, we come back on with the 2021 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Miss Jerry Petito, and her autonomous show named The Jerry Petito Show. 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, on these outstanding WBNN programming stations. And how you reach us, right? It's so, so simple. You know why? Because I said so. And go see Time Multimedia as advertising. And, of course, you can catch us on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter, and go see underscore time. Mola Deli Malay, go see at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, let day lay. Donnie goes with my gmail.com. I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Mola Deli Malay, go see saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio to support us on a constant basis. I want to thank Sham God Powell and our commissioner, Princess C, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J, for being present tonight. You know why? Because we're the architect. Yes.
So respect the architect. The architect. So respect the architect. The architect. The architect. The architect. So respect the architect. So respect the architect. The opportunity
to build. I'm Mr. Q, don't be deceived by the visual, physical presence. Pure patent it back to metaphors, reading them in the Dell style. Wow, analyze my memoirs, running on 84. Poetic, neon, soaring way beyond. I am the pentameter or juvenile slam. My single page soul piercing the earlobes and egos. My vocals register, send my hardcore to the game.
Lame game, blame Jane MCs. Can't approach these. I shake chumps like fleas. I hold the keys to drive you, guide you, provide you with the rare gems. And him, I clear my throat of phlegm. The architect selecting the blueprints to rid the game of nuisance. Sucker reducing with the fusion. Rhyme solid like cement in my musical solution. Stacking concrete flows, look out below. All up in your grill like freckles. Most MCs couldn't see me with bifocal spectacles. There's no protecting you. With realness, I'm wrecking you. I'm beckoning you. Take a look into the cipher. Your dirt on my windshield, so I'm turning on my wipers. And I can see clearly now. No other rapper is near me now. And all you perpetrators shall fear me now.
Never flip folklore, so realness coincide with the rhythm like I did with Total Wreck. Respect the architect and its division. Rhymes written to be hidden like anti-proton collisions. Rapping with addition, bringing a feminine rendition in rare form. Defined as out the norm for my pedigrees and skill be like 360 degrees as a well-rounded. Even a competition dumbfounded. For when I catch wreck, I am stand.
So respect the architect.